And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 11th of October, 2015. It's the birthday of the man who founded the YMCA, Sir George Williams, born on a farm in Somerset, England, 1821. On this day, went off to London, got a job in a draper's shop. It was a sweatshop. He became a devoted Christian, wanted his fellow laborers to have some place they could congregate outside of work and a place where they wouldn't be led into the temptations of drink, a place they could go to develop a, quote, healthy spirit, mind, and body. Today it has 45 million members around the world. It's the birthday of Eleanor Roosevelt, born in New York City, 1884, who was first lady longer than any other, and who, during her husband's presidency, campaigned hard on the issue of civil rights, which was not so popular back in the 30s and the 40s. Eleanor Roosevelt, who said, "You wouldn't worry so much about what others think of you if you realized how seldom they do." It's the birthday of a physicist, Lewis Fry Richardson, born Northumberland, England, 1881, the first to apply mathematical techniques to predict the weather accurately. Wrote a book about it in 1922, Weather Prediction by Numerical Process. The problem with the theory was that it took him about 3 months to predict the weather for the next 24 hours. It had to wait until the advent of the computer to work. It was on this day, 1962, Pope John XXIII convened the first session of the Second Vatican Council, Vatican II, as a result of which Catholics were allowed to pray with Protestants and go to weddings and funerals in Protestant churches. Priests were encouraged to perform Mass facing the congregation, and priests were allowed to perform Mass in languages other than Latin. It's the birthday of François Mauriac, born in Bordeaux, France, 1885. Most of his novels set in Bordeaux, became famous for his book A Kiss for the Leper. François Mauriac, who said, "I believe that only poetry counts. A great novelist is, first of all, a great poet." Here's a poem for today by Marianne McCouche, entitled Dancing School, 1932. In a time of national crisis, we learned to curtsy, to point a patent leather toe, bend a knee over our Mary Janes with satin hair bows slipping down our cheeks. In the nights of Columbus Hall, the floor, fresh shined, gleamed through auras of stale cigar, taint of Lysol numbing the glamour of sweet pea, wrist corsages, cheeky boys fired spitballs from the balcony, waiting the appearance of Madame de Guise, the peremptory click of her castanets. In the dark street, men shrugged in doorways, fingering empty pockets, eyeing their boots, while the whirl and tinkle of the warm piano, flared white petticoats, flounced our party frocks. Love shone in our faces, cherished little girls, learning to step forever backwards in a foxtrot. Dancing School, 1932, by Marianne McCouche, from Into Another Country, published by Fithian Press and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by TIAA CREF, a global financial company dedicated to delivering financial outcomes that matter. TIAA CREF, created to serve, built to perform. Learn more at TIAA.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.